Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Hopefully over the last few weeks you've enjoyed our amazing interviews we've been doing with some awesome people. This week we're talking about a subject that comes up again and again and again, and that subject is how to conquer fear. Conquering fear, the very first thing we have to figure out is what is fear? I've heard everything between false evidence appearing real to F everything and run. I don't know what take you have on what fear is. The simplest and easiest way I'd be able to describe it in my own terms would be anything that keeps you from really going out and taking action, anything that causes you to hesitate in the moment. Fear to me might mean that you're not fully prepared. I remember a few episodes ago we were talking about the fact that if you're not fully prepared, you hesitate. And the example that we always use for this is if you're a caveman or woman and you're about to go out of the cave to get something done, let's say go to the bathroom or pick some berries or just hang out, and on your way out of the cave, you walk by your spear and you think, do I need it? Not really. You leave it there, you head on out, you get to the bush, you start picking berries, you start going to the bathroom. Halfway through the process, the big bush next to you shakes and it's like, rah, and you're like, whoa. Now, if you do not have the equipment necessary to take on the challenge or opportunity in front of you, it causes fear, a reaction that creates an experience in your body that says, oh my gosh, I'm not prepared. And in that moment, you tense, your nervous system kicks in, your mind goes blank, and you kind of go into a fight or flight mode. And that's natural human instinct to keep us safe from whatever predator might be in that bush. Now, on the other hand, you're heading out of the cave. On your way out, you look at your spear, and you're like, yeah, I should probably take it with me, just in case. So, caveman, cavewoman, you grab your spear, you head on out. You get to that point, you start picking some berries, you start going to the bathroom, you start hanging out, whatever you're doing. All of a sudden, the giant bush shakes next to you, and you think, dinner. Why? Because you have your spear with you. You're like, hey, I'm about to eat whatever's in that bush. I hope it's ready for me. Because you don't feel the fear because you're prepared, you're ready, you're fully practiced and really truly ready for the moment that's about to occur, which is a little bit of hunting in the bush. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So in this thought pattern of fear, what I would love you to identify right now is what is the number one fear you have currently in your life or your business or your relationship, whatever major area of life that you're talking about. Obviously, you're referring to the majors of our book, Live It, Achieve Success by Living with Purpose. Chapter 2 and 3, we talk about these major areas of life, the most important areas of life that if you don't focus on, things tend to get a little tricky. So whatever major area of life, I want you to really think about what is the fear keeping you from taking the action you really want to take. Now, let's be silly and talk about relationships. I remember a time in my life when I was single, not now, but when I was, and I remember sitting down somewhere and seeing a beautiful woman walk by and thinking, man, I'd really like to go say hi to her. And about to get ready to stand up, and then almost instantaneously having my heart start beating faster, I started sweating, nervous palms, I got nervous. I'm like, oh, what if she says no? And all these fears started to show up. I remember one time when I was first getting in the business and I was trying to figure out, you know, how to properly price what it is that we were gonna offer. And I remember the first time I was gonna present what I thought it was worth to a new potential client, I remember feeling fearful in that moment and being like, oh my God, what if they say no? What's gonna happen? All these what ifs, these limiting beliefs started to show up. And my mindset was off. And I remember a long time ago, I think it was either my dad or Jim Rohn, one of these guys came up with these mindset boxes. And the first box says, whatever belief you have or whatever mindset you have is gonna determine the potential that you're gonna tap into within yourself. Now, whatever potential, whatever amount of potential you tap into will determine the action you're gonna take. And the action is gonna determine the results. Now, what's interesting is the results will then determine your mindset and your attitude and your belief system. So what's interesting is people say, wow, I gotta have this positive mindset. I've gotta have these powerful thoughts. Here's the key to change the whole system almost immediately. Go take the action. Now, I know that sounds simplistic, but think about it. If you have a fear of heights and you go skydiving, you're gonna get over that fear pretty quickly because you're gonna break through it instantaneously. If you have a fear of talking to that person that you've always wanted to talk to and you stand up and just go talk to them, you're gonna break through the fear instantaneously as you go right through it. And it's not about not having the fear. It's about having the fear and choosing to do it anyways. Now, the only way you can do that is by creating instantaneous momentum. Now, how do you do that? The moment you start to feel fear, just get yourself to start taking action. You know, the moment you start to feel fear about asking for the order in a sales process, ask for the order right then. The moment you start to feel fear about saying hello to that beautiful man or woman across the room, stand up and start walking. You'll figure out what to say on the walk over. You know, the moment you start to feel fear about starting your own business, go start it right then, that day, that moment, that lunch break, that afternoon, that evening. Like, stand up, go to City Hall, figure out what paperwork you need, start your business right there. And so the key and the solution to get through fear isn't pretending like it's not there, isn't brainwashing yourself with positivity to think that it doesn't exist. It's saying, hey, I'm gonna recognize a fear and I'm gonna choose to do it anyways. And I'm gonna do it with so much momentum on my side that by the time it clicks in my brain what's going on, I'll be too far committed down the process to give up or turn around at that point. I'm already there. Now, to finish off on a really silly moment, I've also done this and failed miserably, which was one of my great fears. I remember one time, speaking of those single days, when I saw this girl in college that I really thought was cute, and I was so excited, and I was gonna use my breaking through fear method to go talk to her. So my heart started racing, my palms got sweaty, I got all nervous, I stood up and I started walking towards her. And she looked up and smiled and saw me coming, and I literally got almost face to face, and I didn't figure out what to say up until that point, so I just kept on walking. I remember the next day she stopped me. She's like, what in the world was that yesterday? And I was like, I don't know, I got nervous, sorry. So every now and then you're gonna have a moment that certainly hits you in the face, and that's okay, because at least getting yourself to get through the initial fear started momentum. And like I said, it created a conversation the next day with us, and that conversation I always wanted to have with that person happened the next day. All because my thought is I broke through the fear, and even though I put myself out in an awkward position, it created the initial spark and connection I was looking for in that moment. So, download today's worksheet. We have a couple questions to help you define not only what the fear is, but how specifically you can gain momentum, and how to take this fear and annihilate it, break straight through it by getting momentum on your side and taking immediate action. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, have an amazing week.